If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that during this Lenten time, we may be transformed to be those people you are calling us to be. Lead us to walk down the paths that transform us in your grace, and lead us to be more open to your grace in all that we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Tuesday of the first week of Lent, and we're looking at the reading today. This is one of the most well-known readings from Isaiah 55, and it's talking about how all ends up doing the will of God. Interesting thing that someone had said that he actually learned in a prayer, and it was that God is sovereign, and even evil serves God. You might say, well, how does that make any sense? This is God's world. So evil can try to undermine God's plans, but all God will do is transform that evil and all its intention into what is ultimately helps his plans. The best example of that we can see on the death and resurrection of Jesus. Evil tried to silence Jesus, tried to destroy humanity. Evil tried to do that, and its very pinnacle of doing that, the devil's very work of doing that, was transformed into the salvation, which leads us to come up to that famous line. I think it also comes from Isaiah, "Oh, happy fault." So we see that reality. We see that truth that even evil is unable to thwart the plans of God. So this message, which we see from Isaiah 55 and is the first reading, calls us to recognize that God's plans are real. And so we're called to do probably one of the hardest things that we can do, which is to trust the Lord no matter what, especially during some very difficult times that we may be going through personally in our life and also on our local and national and international levels. But we do have to understand that God's will is done. I suppose one of the things that we can think of in light of that is recognize that powerful command from St. Paul to praise God for all things. And we ask the Lord to guide us. We ask the Lord to help us. But when things go absolutely wrong, what we're called to do is to praise God for those things. And we go, well, remember, this is Merlin Carruthers taught that as well. And you can go, how can I praise God when everything is going wrong? Because somehow we understand that God's work is being done. That somehow we understand that as much as this situation is so painful and so difficult, we look at that and, you know, as much as we see all that this situation is so painful and so difficult, whatever it may be, that somehow God is going to work through this and it's all going to glorify his name. And this is the powerful message of this reading. And so it gives us a whole different way of looking at things. One of my favorite lines has to come from an experience I had a long time ago when I was, again, returning to the church at St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Point Loma, California. And I guess I was there maybe for a couple years, and there was a man who came in from the evangelical community and just happened to come to church. And I remember him seeing, I think he was a fellow sailor, and I remember him reading the creed, and then there was a part where he just started shaking his head, no, I don't think he understood that the creed that we recite at Mass comes from the Council of Nicaea, which all Christians embrace, at least all mainline Christians embrace, and it comes from the Council of Nicaea in the 4th century, and it was the council that was organized by Constantine to basically come up with a basic understanding of what all Christians believe. But, you know, we had some kind of discussion afterwards, most of which I don't remember. But one of the things I said to him as he was leaving was, good luck. And he goes, no such thing, and walked away. Well, in fact, that would be in accordance with this teaching. That understand that trust in the Lord, and that luck would be something that you expect to have, you wish would happen based on some kind of random series of events. But what we understand is there is no such thing as good luck or bad luck. There is only the Lord is doing something very powerful in our lives. Some of it we like and some of it we don't. But ultimately, it will always bring something powerful in our lives and the whole salvation history as well, not just for our lives, but the whole salvation history. And that's the message that we can see in today's reading. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish and Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back right after this. And do know that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you wanted to experience, like I was just talking about the evangelical man, you want to experience a church, well, come to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Remember, our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass is our chanted Mass. Now, I understand you may feel, well, I'm not going to go to the church and I'm not going to contribute. I just want to kind of experience what's going on there. That's all. I just want to kind of think of whether I want to be part of this community. Well, if you feel self-conscious about that when the collection comes around, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. That's all. And just put that in the collection. Now, it doesn't go for any other parish or for any other church, but keep that in mind. That's all you do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And do remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But do not check it out by throwing the stone. So don't throw the stone. So anyway, we're back and we're talking about this reality of trusting that the Lord's work is being done all the time. And so we trust in that. And we know that that's what the Lord calls us to do, to trust that His way is always the way that's going to will out. And there are times that we may go through our life and say, where is God in all of this? And what's happening? Where is God? But we ultimately know that God's work is being done and all things work for those who love God. So that's one of the things we want to keep in mind. One of the things I wrote in my penultimate book that I've written, I'm thinking of writing another one, but one of the things I wrote in my penultimate book was the understanding that if something disastrous happens, for example, you got laid off or even fired, even worse, you get fired. What's the first thing you should do? This is after, you know, you're walking with whoever, the HR, whoever, and you're taking all your stuff and you're putting it in a box and now you leave and you're gone. What's the first thing you should do? Just drop off someplace, possibly a church or a chapel, but if you can't find one, someplace and pray. Very first thing, no matter what happens, pray. You know, a long time ago when I was in the seminary, I had my car stolen. I've told you that whole story, but I probably told you this part of the story. Once I learned that happened, what's the first thing I did? Went right to the chapel and prayed. That's what we're called to do, and ask the Lord to do whatever He needed to do for His glory in this happening. Obviously, I wasn't too happy about it, but just leave it up to the Lord. So that's what we've got to do, and that's how we have got to live in such a way that we trust in the Lord's good, we trust in His glory, we trust in His joy, and we trust in him that he will take and transform everything. And that's what we want to do. And that's what this passage talks about. We see that very clearly, as I said, in the death and resurrection of Jesus. But we can also see that in very powerful ways as well. That whole understanding that the Lord is working in our lives, the Lord is transforming us, and some of the things that we may appreciate and some of the things we may not. I believe it was Brennan Manning. I could be wrong, but I think it was Brennan Manning who had the story of what it's like to be a cup being formed in an oven. And in order for the cup to be the brilliant piece of art that it is, it has to go through the oven. And it like begs its creator to let it out, And he's not. And he's suffering so much. He, you know, obviously animates this cup, suffering so much because he's in this fire. But ultimately, he learns that being in that fire made him this beautiful piece of porcelain that he was designed to be. And we can see that image also in the Bible. We see it in Sirach 2, which is in a Catholic Bible, and I'm not saying, you know, so there, da-da-da-da-da, I don't mean it that way, if you happen to check it out. It's an old image, and you find it in other places, but it's very prominent there in Sirach 2, if you want to check it out, also known as Ecclesiasticus. And what it says is, in fire, gold is tested, and worthy men in the crucible of humiliation. So that reality is there. So we see that. We trust that even when things are going wrong, the Lord's glory is working through us. And we celebrate that and we recognize that and we honor that and we bear fruit from that. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.